Good morning. Spanish Coast Guards rescued 401 migrants trying to cross the Mail over the first 2 days of the new year. The news comes just days after a charity rescue vessel carrying 311 mainly African migrants rescued off the coast of Libya docked in Spain, ending a traumatic journey which saw them spend Christmas at sea. A Coast Guard spokesman said they had rescued 111 migrants on Tuesday in the Straits of Gibraltar and the Albarán Sea. She added that 290 more were rescued yesterday. The Spanish Committee for Refugee Aid says the number is the highest since 2006. Guardia Civil officers have arrested 20 people in connection with an investigation into the alleged laundering of the profits from drug trafficking off the Costa del Sol. Police searched a home in Estepona and carried out 8 raids in Cadiz province during the probe. One suspect allegedly laundered drug profits of around 2.75 million euros, investigators claim. The group is believed to be made up of 2 companies and a total of 69 suspects. The gang transported drugs in boats off the Costa del Sol and the Bay of Cadiz. Police on Ibiza arrested a driver who tested positive for 5 different drugs, so the local authorities said yesterday. The 31-year-old man was driving erroneously and manifestly recklessly when he was stopped early on New Year's Day by police officers. He was found to be under the influence of cocaine, methamphetamine, opiates, cannabis and amphetamines, all the substances that the police tests are able to detect. The officers carried out a search owing to the driver's suspicious and nervous behaviour and found various pills and substances inside his clothing. The man was arrested on suspicion of endangering public health and putting road safety at risk. And the owner of one of Chicago's hottest restaurants has been arrested in Spain with his wife on fraud charges. Attila Giolai, who was 46, was caught late December in Valencia after he and his wife abruptly shut his Embea restaurant, abandoned their car and fled the US in 2016. In February 2018, an arrest warrant was filed for Giolai as he was charged with wire fraud and swindling his fellow investors of at least $300,000, according to an affidavit. Local newspaper Las Provincias reports that the investigation in Valencia began on December 27th when Giolai was spotted arriving at the airport from Ecuador. The FBI has issued an order for him to be extradited to the US. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.